USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low, and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. And police in Haiti say they've arrested two of the presumed assassins who killed President Jovenel Moise, killing four others in a standoff. The president and his wife were shot in their home Wednesday morning outside of the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince. First Lady Martine Moise was airlifted to Miami to be treated for multiple gunshot wounds, where she is reportedly in critical but stable condition. President Biden condemning the killing in a statement, saying the U.S. is ready to assist in working for a safe and secure Haiti. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.